Welcome to the Story Leverage Sessions. I'm Jack Humphrey. I recently got the chance to sit down with my friend David Bullock, author of Barack 2.0 and Dean of the School of Business and Marketing at Directions University. David has consulted with companies around the globe, helping them to maximize efficiency of sales-oriented websites, reducing costs while increasing response rates using the Taguchi method, among other tools. Today, we're talking about what David calls story leverage and how it can be used to completely redefine business and personal success. So David, welcome, and tell us about story leverage.
Story leverage came from me working with a guy named Dr. James Kowalik. Now, James Kowalik is the guy who taught me the Taguchi method. And most people know me for the Taguchi method, which is about, you know, hyper-testing and tracking. And I introduced that to the internet marketing space back in 2003, 2004. Now, Dr. Kowalik told me, he said, if you're going to do advertising and understand sales, you have to understand the story which is going on in people's heads. And we've heard that many times, except I took it a step further. I looked for a book on how do people process stories. And the only place I could find that information was in the screenwriting segment, which was a book called The 20 Master Plots by a guy named Ronald Tobias. In that book, you had plots that were used in movies. And those plots are Fall from Grace, Father versus Son, Wrath, Good versus Evil. Those are the stories that people use on a day-to-day basis in movies, but if you look closely, those are the same stories that people are in every day. And they're playing a character at any given time. This intrigued me because I walked into a meeting the next day and I looked around the table and I noticed that the people were actually in the actual stories that I'd read about the night before. And I said, okay, that guy's the jester, that guy's the king, that guy over there is playing the servant. And because I knew what they had to do based on their role and responsibility, you could almost tell the future. Because this guy can only do so many things at any given time. And when you know what they're going to do, you can move accordingly, especially if you're doing sales. And especially if you're doing marketing, because at any given time, what is marketing? Marketing is telling a story that you want your client, prospect, or customer to agree with and follow you along on that story. So that's where the idea of story leverage came from. Now, fast forward from 2003, let's push further up into 2009. I am doing a seminar called SEO Rainmaker. So SEO Rainmaker was a seminar that I was doing with a buddy of mine named Jerry West. And while we were doing that seminar, I said kind of offhand, there's only four stories that are going on at any given time in the marketplace. And here's what they were. There's a global story, there's a market story, there's the customer story, and there's your story. And in that moment, a gentleman in the audience sat up in his seat and says, oh my gosh, what you just said explains everything that we're doing in sales and marketing. And I looked at him and said, well, what did I say that was so important? He said, never mind. A couple weeks later, he had actually created a graphic that was the original story leverage graphic, which was called Human Input Design. And what we found out was that those four stories were the only stories that were going on in business. Now, this was a very critical time because I had just finished doing the book Barack 2.0. And if you look at the Barack 2.0 book, if you look at the 2008 campaign, that was a case study for story leverage. How does a young senator move to the president of the United States against a machine, a political machine, like that of the Clinton administration? Hillary Clinton was a senator too at the time. Great. She was vying for the Democratic national nomination, which was great. Her husband is a former president. How do you combat that? Oh, and they have money too. But this young senator, using the power of social media at the time, leveraged his story to the point that he became the president of the United States, gathering money from everyone and engaging the public in such a way that he actually got people to get off of their couches and go to vote. And more importantly, he collected money worldwide. So that's where story leverage came from, because I became intrigued by how in the world can you just make a promise or say something and get people to move. So it started as far back as 2003, 2004, and me studying the 20 master plots, realizing that advertisement was nothing but story, making that flippant comment there at the seminar, and then actually putting that into action and seeing it work on the national and international stage in 2008. Then it evolved again.
So
here in 2000, go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking this, you know, on the very light duty, you know, thin layer of common knowledge in marketing, and especially for do-it-yourselfers who don't have classical, any business marketing training, they hear a lot, understand your market, understand your demographic. Do you know who your customer avatar is? Some people might get that far.
And then
as far as it really gets, right? And but what you're talking about is the mechanics of really diving deep and really truly understanding what it means to understand your market and how you go through that. Is that fairly accurate?
That's very accurate. I mean, you're very right. People throw out things like, "Hey, well, know who your customer is, or what's their persona, or what's their avatar." Yeah, I'm asking the question. Well, what does that mean? Because at any given time, we learned about something called the plot map, probably in second or third grade. And the plot map starts every story. And there's an exposition, there's a conflict, there's a rising action, there's a climax there where the conflict is resolved. And then there's something called the denouement, or the happy ending, when the lesson has been learned and everything is fine again. That same plot map is the plot map for every story that's ever been written or told. That plot map can explain everything that's ever going to happen in your business at any given time, because at any given time, people are in a technology story. People are in a copywriting story, meaning technology. What's your exposition like? Where do you start? What's your conflicts around technology? What are you going to deal with? How are you going to make it work so that you actually experience what you want to experience? Everything can be defined as story, and I mean everything. We just started in business because business was the most, for lack of a better term, profitable way for us to start, because there's a sales story, there's a marketing story, there's an advertising story. And we dug deep into the mechanics of it. And you're absolutely right. There is an actual step-by-step, mechanical, here's what it is, here's who your customer is, but more importantly, here's who you are. People neglect that part. How many times have we had business owners who pick up on someone else's good idea, someone else's story, buy into it, and then they ask the question later, why didn't this work for me? It didn't work for you because it did not align with your story. The only reason. The only reason why anything it will not work if it does not align with you, because at the end of the day, and this sounds a little bit esoteric, it starts with you. It starts with your experiences, your phobias, your fears, your strengths, your abilities, the things that you love to do, your passions, your energy. It starts with you. And too many times people neglect that, and then they don't know why it's not aligned and why it didn't work. Well, it didn't work because your stories were not aligned, is what it comes down to.
And the prospect or the person listening to the story doesn't sense your authenticity. Is that correct?
Oh, that goes into this whole conversation, yes, on authenticity that is bantered around within social media, like be authentic. And what we have taken to be authentic is to share everything. Meaning, I had a tuna fish sandwich for breakfast, and here's my cat, and here's where I'm standing right now for lunch, and here's who I'm talking to. That's not authentic. That's just letting people peer into your life. But is that authenticity? Can people really connect with that? People connect with your passions. People connect with your joys, your fears. They connect with the character that you're playing in your own life. And again, if we look at what movies really are, we are stepping into the day in the life of someone who wrote a story. If you're a salesperson getting ready to talk to someone about your product or service, you're giving them what? A story that you hope piques their desire, that your product or service will actually transport them from wherever they are to wherever they want to be. It's not where you want to be, it's where they want to be. And see, so that's story leverage. When you understand story, you can leverage it. You can leverage it from something from as big as becoming the president of the United States. You can leverage it to sell a child the idea of eating their peas. You can use this for anything. And again, and for me, because I have an engineering background, if it does not handle everything, it's not valid. I mean, it has to be fractal in orientation. I mean, it has to be self-checking, and it has to scale as big as possible, but also has to go to something and handle something as small as possible. If it does not do that, then it's not a valid formula. And I've been working on this for almost, what are we talking about, 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finally playing with it, but more importantly, I've been using it. And Jack, you and I have been talking about some of the prospects and some of the deals and some of the stories that I'm involved with now. They're not little anymore because I've been able to scale up and scale up and scale up and tell better stories that are more powerful, because all stories are valid, but not all of them are powerful and not all of them are profitable. So that's what story, that's the philosophy behind story leverage and where it comes from. It comes from Dr. Kowalik saying, hey, if you want to understand advertising and marketing, you know, you might want to look at screenwriting. And he doesn't know to this day what he started over 10 years ago.
If you guys like what you're hearing and you want to listen to the next session, stay tuned, because we're going to go deeper into this, and we're going to get to the practical application and how it's going to help you in your personal and business success. So stay tuned.